What is My Medicare? How important will it be to sign up to your general practice? What if you don't sign up? Are there pluses if you do? And will it mean more bulk billing and more GPs? There are big changes coming to general practice October, November this year. This is Dr. Alison Vickers, a Sydney GP, and this is OMGP, a podcast series that shares information that'll help my patients and may help you as well. In this podcast, I'll try to answer those four questions from the information I have available so far about My Medicare and the changes coming to general practice. Thanks for joining me today. First of all, what is My Medicare? Well, this idea's been around for a while. I think COVID delayed it happening, and certainly it's something that happens in most countries around the world. My Medicare is simply about us all making a decision to link up to one single general practice, to choose a general practice and say, that is my general practice and I'm now attached to it. I think one of the ideas of this is to make sure that if we have anything done, say we go to hospital, there's a discharge summary, there's some results, there are letters, any information at all, that it automatically gets channeled through to our practice so we've got it when we need it. And I think that this is going to happen slowly in terms of it running efficiently, but it's going to be a big help in terms of looking after patients. So you may already be thinking, well, I don't know, I'm not so keen on that idea. So what are the important things to know also about My Medicare? Firstly, at this stage, you don't have to register with any general practice if you don't want to. This is an absolutely voluntary scheme. You'll still be able to go to any general practice and be seen by a GP, but they may not get as much money from Medicare to see you if you are not linked to their practice. You can easily change between practices. So if you join up with a practice and decide you want to go to another practice instead, you can easily change over. But you can only join a practice that you have seen at least twice in the last 2 years. The second question, if you do decide you want to sign up to a general practice, how do you do it? Well, supposedly from the 1st of October, you can start to sign up to the general practice you choose. I say supposedly because I think there's going to be teething problems. I spend half a day navigating how to set up our practice so patients can sign up to our practice. And I think, fingers crossed, I have it working, but I have no way of knowing until the 1st of October when it goes live whether I got the process right. If I have everything planned, then there'll be two ways that you can sign up. One is that you can go onto the My Medicare Express app or onto your My Medicare online, and there should be a way of just choosing and signing up to a practice that you have been to twice in the last 2 years. So you won't be able to sign up to a practice that you haven't been to twice in the last 2 years. Once you do that, then a request goes through to the practice, and at the other end, the practice has to know how to process it and say yes, and then the two are linked together. The other way it can be done is in the practice, and I suspect that this is more how it's going to happen. One, from what I understand, we'll be able to send patients a request and say, would you like to sign up? And then they'll be able to sign up. But the good news is there will still be a paper version of all this. So there's going to be a form, it's not available yet, which patients will be able to fill out asking to join a practice and consenting to, and then it'll all be able to be done by the practice. So I think in the end, it's not going to be too tricky, but it's going to be a bumpy ride to start off with. But I think the most important thing that I want to get out there is there's no rush. This is not a stress. It doesn't have to be done immediately. And I guess the third question is, why would you bother? So I think there is that benefit I talked about of the fact that once you're linked to a practice, all the information will go to the practice. But there are also starting to be some small benefits for the practice. And I think this is going to be one of the reasons that practices are going to want patients to sign up. They're not big at first, but I think they will increase. From the 1st of November, for patients that have signed up to the practice, there are two benefits for the practice. The one is that at the moment, if we do a telephone consult for a patient, whether it lasts 6 minutes or 26 minutes or 36 minutes, the Medicare rebate is $41.20. We can't charge for a longer telephone consultation. Once these changes take place from the 1st of November, for a patient who signed up for our practice, we can charge for a longer telephone consultation. So a telephone consultation of more than 20 minutes, we can get $79.70. Now, this is not a big thing, but it does help us to keep bulk billing phone consultations in our practice. This will not necessarily be the case in other practices. Secondly, from the 1st of November, we will be getting extra from Medicare if we bulk bill pensioners, healthcare card holders, seniors healthcare card holders, and children under 16. So at the moment, if we bulk bill any of those people in those groups, we get an extra $6.85 for the consultation. This will be going up to $20.55. So that means that when we see a child under the age of 16, pensioner, healthcare card holder, seniors healthcare card holder, we'll get for between 6 and 20 minutes, we'll get $41.20, but as well as that, $20.55. So that means we get $62.15 from Medicare if we bulk bill those patients. Now, we'll be able to do that for a lot of the consultations, even if patients aren't signed up to our practice. But for patients signed up to the practice, it covers a lot more consultations where Medicare will pay us an extra $20.55 instead of $6.85. So it's not going to make a huge difference, but there will be some small benefit to the practice. And I guess this is just the start of something. So the most important question is, where is this going in the future? And is this going to increase the bulk billing rate? Is this going to increase the number of people wanting to do general practice? I think that the government's probably going to be disappointed in the response and it's not going to be as good as what they think. But that's a whole podcast really about the future of bulk billing, and that will be coming up soon on OMGP. But I do think that My Medicare is the beginning of future changes to general practice in funding. I think for patients signed up to practices, there will be other incentive payments. For example, next year, there'll be payments for GPs taking on patients in aged care facilities. There'll be payments for GPs who look after complex patients who are at high risk of hospitalisation. And in November 2024, they'll link My Medicare to the Chronic Disease Management System, which is the health assessments, the management plans, and the team care arrangements. And I think they're going to make it that if you are signed up to one practice, you can't have your management plan, team care arrangement, or health assessment done at another general practice without going online and changing the practice that you're at. So I think that more and more they'll add these incentives for patients that are signed up to practices. Some GPs are really worried that this is going to lead to capitation. So what capitation is, it's like what happens in the UK system, where you don't get paid each time a patient comes in to see you. Instead, you get paid a certain amount for the patient for the year. And a lot of GPs are very concerned about that because we are not keen on capitation. So changes are afoot, but really, there's plenty of time to think about them and there's no rush with any of it. So in summary, My Medicare is a voluntary system where you choose a general practice, you sign up to the general practice of your choice, you have to have been seen in that general practice at least twice in the last 2 years. You can sign up down the track, it'll be through My Medicare app or My Medicare online, or it will be fairly easy to do in the practice. Once you're signed up for the practice, there will be some small incentives, and I guess that may lead to patients being more likely to be bulk billed or pay a lesser charge if they are signed up. But at this stage, it's not major. And there is certainly no rush in terms of our practice. I'm going to take it fairly slowly and wait till all the bugs get ironed out before we really, in a major way, start signing up patients. So there's always change, always things to think about in general practice. I hope very much that sharing what I understand so far about My Medicare has been a help. I hope also that on the limited information that's still available, that it's basically accurate information. But no doubt over the next few weeks, there'll be loads more information available. I'll include the link to more information in the show notes. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode about what's happening in general practice on OMGP.